With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrats have voted to block legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies. They did so today as they continue to negotiate with Republicans in the White House on new restrictions for the present surge of immigration enforcement. And that vote is just a test vote for what will be a final chance to pass a budget before the end of the year tomorrow night. The European Union has agreed to list Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. That's over Tehran's bloody crackdown on nationwide demonstrations. Karen Chamis reports on the listing of Iran's paramilitary troops as terrorists.
Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, said Thursday that the bloc's foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. Earlier in the day, Kallas told reporters,
"If you act as a terrorist, you should also be treated as a terrorist."
The listing came after the 27-nation bloc sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including commanders in its Revolutionary Guard, over the violent crackdown on protesters. Activists say the crackdown has seen over 6,300 people killed. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar has made it official, announcing she is running for governor of Minnesota, promising to take on President Trump and his agenda involving the enforcement of immigration laws.
These times call for leaders who can stand up and not be rubber stamps of this administration, but who are also willing to find common ground and fix things in our state.
It's been tough going on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is among those struggling. It was further down, but now it's back up to just about 25 points into negative territory. The high-tech NASDAQ struggling even more. It's off by 320 points. At this hour, the S&P 500 off by just about 40. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a case of religious freedom victory in a New York courtroom.
The state has agreed to end its legal fight aimed at making a group of Catholic nuns and other faith-based organizations offer abortion coverage in their health insurance programs. Lori Windham of the Beckett Fund, which represented the plaintiff, says, quote, "The Supreme Court has made it abundantly clear that a religious group should not be bullied for staying true to their faith. We're glad that New York finally agreed." Michael Harrington reporting.
The persecution of Christians in Mexico is said to be on the rise, and the nation's powerful drug cartels seem to be the problem. International Christian Concern has issued a report saying believers fear violence and intimidation from local cartels who extort churches and commit attacks of violence against Christ followers for speaking out against their drug activities. The Observatory for Religious Freedom in Latin America says churches are targeted by the cartels as a source of money. This is SRN News. UPS has decided to retire its fleet of MD-11 cargo planes.
The move comes just months after one crash during takeoff causing 15 deaths in Louisville, Kentucky. The plane's left engine had fallen off the wing, and the plane was able to climb only 30 feet before crashing. The Federal Aviation Administration grounded all MD-11s after the crash. An agency statement this week said the FAA continues to review all the facts and circumstances in deciding whether MD-11s would be allowed to fly again.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate edged up for the second week in a row, but does remain just above its lowest level in more than 3 years. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said today that the benchmark 30-year fixed rate mortgage rate rose to 6.1%. It was at 6.09 last week, 1 year ago. The rate averaged 6.95%. More on these stories at srnnews.com.